Hey, this is the More Than You Want to Know show. I'm the Engineerd. I love science, and I'm here to answer questions that you haven't even asked yet. So today we're going to lather up and visit soap.
Soap.
How does it work? How's it made?
And can I rub myself clean with friction and water and be just as clean as those guys 5,000 years ago?
Well, we'll get back to that. It depends. I will cover that one. With me today is Kitchen Witch, who claims to know how to make soap.
I do.
First, a bit of history. Thousands of years ago, people used a metal tool called a strigil to cleanse their bodies by scraping off dirt, perspiration, whatever else.
Ouch.
Ouch. I'm imagining that the strigil didn't feel all that good, and that led to seeking a better way. In fact, there's evidence that soap-like substances were invented as long as 5,000 years ago. Those first soaps were pretty rough and blocky. Liquid soap didn't show up until 1865, and it was 30 years later that Palmolive was introduced, and you can still buy Palmolive today. So how does soap work?
Yeah, how does it work?
We all know that water and oil don't mix. They separate when they're brought together. Yet we also know that soapy water will remove oil and grease from our skin, from our laundry, and from our greasy dishes. How does this happen? First, we need to know this. Nearly all compounds fall into one of two categories, hydrophilic and hydrophobic.
Can you say that again?
These two categories of compounds are hydrophilic, which means that it is attracted to water, and hydrophobic, which means that it is attracted to oil. Compounds that will mix with water are called hydrophilic, and those that will mix with oil are hydrophobic. So here's the thing. A soap molecule is polar. It has two very different ends. One end will mix with water, the other will mix with oil. So when soapy water is applied to our greasy hands, the hydrophobic ends of the individual soap molecules mix with the grease, capturing it. The drop of grease is then suspended in the water via the soap molecule. You can think of this as a soap acting as a connector between water and oil.
It's kind of like when a UFO comes into the Earth and the beam comes down and abducts somebody. It's kind of like it's abducting the oil.
That's kind of true. That's a pretty good metaphor. Away goes the grease as it beams back up or as we rinse it down the drain with the soapy water. Note that the water has not dissolved the oil. The drop of oil is suspended in the water because of the soap molecule.
Or in the UFO.
Or in the UFO. That's the other end of that soapy polar molecule. You may have noticed as you wash your pots and pans that the soap bubbles begin to disappear and the cleansing becomes less effective. This is because the soap is used as it suspends the oil drops. It's time to go for fresh soapy water to finish off your greasy pots and pans.
So do you actually need bubbles for it to work?
Well, you need soap for it to work, and bubbles are an indicator that there's soap there. And free soap. So if you don't have bubbles, you don't have soap. It's actually the soap that's doing the work. Now that we have an idea of how soap works, let's examine how it's made. Go for it, Kitchen Witch, inform us.
To achieve the magical combination of hydrophilic and hydrophobic compounds that make soap work, fats and oils are acids that are combined with bases to create salts. So soap is a salt. It seems odd that we use something derived from fats to clean grease, but that's part of the wonder of chemistry.
That's weird.
It really is, isn't it? But it's wonderful. I make bar soap in my kitchen using vegetable fats, particularly coconut oil, palm oil, and olive oil. The proportion and combination of fats affects the soap's hardness, lather, and how well it cleans. I use sodium hydroxide, or lye, as the base in my soaps. Lye is the main ingredient in drain openers and can be found at the grocery or hardware store. After placing the lye crystals in distilled water, the lye heats up and I mix the oils in a separate container. Add the lye to the oils in a container that won't react to the lye's caustic chemistry and stir briefly. As the fats and base neutralize each other, they saponify or become the salt that we use to clean. Fats for soaps come from plants or animals, or both. Tallow or lard are used as the fatty components of most major brand commercial soaps, but some coconut oil is added to make the soaps have that desirable lather for carrying dirt away.
So what's the difference between bar soap and liquid soap?
Bar soap and liquid soap start off kind of in the same way, but Liquid soap has added synthetic chemicals that keep it liquid so it'll flow smoothly and cleanly from that pump dispenser.
You might like to know that pH levels in soaps and shampoos that you can use make a difference to your skin. The outer layer of your skin is slightly acidic. This acidic layer helps maintain moisture and keep germs away. For this reason, it's sometimes beneficial to use a cleanser that has a pH level similar to that of your skin. A soap that's too alkaline can neutralize the acid in your skin, leading to dryness.
So how can I find out what the pH of my skin is?
I'm about to tell you. Your skin is very slightly acid. Almost everybody's skin is that way, and you really don't even have to worry about this unless you want to respond to somebody's marketing campaign, because most soaps are not alkaline anymore. So you're safe, but don't get carried away by advertising campaigns that exhort you to use low pH soap.
So I don't need a little chemistry test.
You don't.
So you said that it depends on whether or not I need soap or to just rub myself with friction and water.
Okay, back to that soap molecule. If whatever it is you're trying to get off can be dissolved or mixed with water, rubbing is a really good solution, and you don't need soap. But if that soiled place is oily, you can scrape away a lot of skin before you finally get rid of the oil. So that's why it depends. That's it for soap.
I no longer need to stand in the shower and think.
Oh, but I think you should. It's entertaining for you. Enjoy your shower, stay clean out there, and if you have a science-based question that you would like for me to address, let me know at engineered@ksjd.org.